Hello, this is Joe Francica of Directions Media, and welcome to Oracle's podcast series on location intelligence.
Today we invite you to listen to how Aon Re Global, an Oracle customer in the insurance industry, uses Oracle Spatial, Oracle Fusion Middleware Map Viewer, and Oracle Business Intelligence Enterprise Edition to perform more accurate risk analysis. I'm joined by Dan Schufert, Vice President of IT Strategy and Architecture of Aon Re Global, and David Lapp, Spatial and Business Intelligence Specialist for Oracle. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
David, let's start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about how Oracle integrated spatial and location technology with its business intelligence software product?
Sure. Well, to start, I'll just mention that for folks that aren't familiar with Oracle's location technology, Oracle provides features to store and analyze spatial information based on a native spatial type in the Oracle database. Oracle Locator is the name of the feature that contains this basic capability, and Oracle Spatial is an option that adds advanced features, geocoding, routing, and others. And the data stored in Oracle Spatial is directly accessible by all the leading GIS tools, as well as any application that can talk to an Oracle database. In addition, Oracle provides a lightweight Google-style map rendering tool called Map Viewer, which is a feature of the Oracle application server. So the purpose of Map Viewer is to integrate lightweight interactive mapping into the Oracle Fusion middleware and applications, as well as into enterprise business applications in general. And business intelligence is a perfect example of that, where we wanted to enhance a dashboard with an interactive geographic map, for example, rendering the results of an analytic analysis, such as some type of complex aggregation and change over time analyses. The Oracle Business Intelligence Server integrates data across all sources, relational database platforms, OLAP sources, data warehouses, spreadsheets, you name it, and presents a platform for the unified analysis and presentation of that information. The MapViewer application is capable of rendering geographic data transparently joined to the business intelligence server's analytic results so that the map depicts business intelligence results using color coding, graduated symbols, etc. So we can have a standard dashboard presenting analytic results where the dashboard contains tables, charts, dials, traditional dashboard elements, as well as an interactive map, all perfectly in sync. In this integration, the map is not an isolated separate element. Instead, it's fully embedded alongside all the other dashboard components. And the Map Viewer map is integrated in what we call a bidirectional sense. In other words, the navigation and drilling to detail in the dashboard is reflected in the map, and the map can be used as an index to navigate across dashboards and to drill to detail within a dashboard. So we have a complete two-way flow between the dashboard and the embedded map. And this fluid two-way integration of MapViewer is really just an example of the broader integration of MapViewer throughout the Oracle Fusion middleware and application stack. For example, we're doing similar things with our content management platform, our Coherence in-memory grid technology, work in asset management, and many others.
Dan, what were some of the factors driving Aon to consider location in your business intelligence applications, and how do you use it today to your advantage in your business?
It was really our customers that are driving us towards location considerations in our business, and our competitors. Right? The customers want to graphically and visually see their information on the screen. And given that our customers are other insurance companies, right, they also want to see the populations and the densities, you know, within the viewers. And what Aon was looking for was a company that could allow us to come up to speed, relatively fast for this type of technology, but then give us the ability to customize it as much as we needed to, take it as far as we wanted to go with it.
David, how easy is it for Oracle business intelligence customers to take advantage of this integrated location functionality What do they have to do?
Well, this capability is currently in the form of an integration between two production Oracle technologies, the Oracle Business Intelligence Enterprise Edition technology and the Oracle MapViewer technology, as well as Oracle Spatial in the database. We've developed this integration to the point of being a hands-on workshop, which was delivered at Oracle Open World this past November. So we have a step-by-step set of instructions that folks can follow, and we've had several customers and systems integration partners implement this integration. Aon is a great example of a well-coordinated team implementing this solution very, very quickly. So the materials for this hands-on workshop and the how-to is actually available to anyone online, and I'll just quickly describe where folks could get to it. If folks go to www.oracle.com/openworld, there is a link for content catalog. And if you search for MapViewer in that content catalog, you'll see a presentation on building map-based business intelligence dashboards using MapViewer. And so folks can download the how-to from that location. To make this work, folks need to be familiar with the Oracle Business Intelligence Enterprise Edition platform, obviously. The MapViewer portion will be pretty straightforward for anyone with some basic JavaScript and HTML experience and some basic database skills, just to have the core geographic data loaded, zip codes, counties, whatever the geography is. And there's contact information in those materials that folks can download so that there are points of contact and they can reach out to us as needed. Going forward, this is moving from an integration between production technologies to becoming a feature of our business intelligence platform. In other words, Oracle Business Intelligence Enterprise Edition will provide the capability out of the box to integrate an interactive MapViewer map into a dashboard. With the same transparent joining between analytics and geographic data that we achieve now through our integration method, this is instead going to be a turnkey feature. It'll be turnkey for any Oracle Business Intelligence customer to add an interactive map to their dashboards with really no extra effort at all. And the Oracle Business Intelligence Enterprise Edition product team unveiled this roadmap at Oracle Open World this past November.
Dan, how do Aon and its customers benefit from the integration of Oracle Spatial Technology and the Oracle Business Intelligence Enterprise Edition through MapViewer?
You know, that's an excellent question. Every day we're finding additional benefits and kudos coming from our customers on how this technology is working for us and ultimately them. Aon is successful by providing value to our customers, and we believe we've done so with the help of Oracle Spatial Technologies, particularly with the MapViewer product. You know, our customers have the ability to go in, actually draw circles, polygons, or different types of objects that suit whatever they're trying to do over a geographical location anywhere in the world, and within that object that they've drawn, they can see all their policies, their risk, their exposures. They can then overlay different hazard layers, look at historical tracks of hurricanes or earthquakes or tornadoes, depending on where they're at and what they're trying to review, and just do a lot of analytical functions that normally they'd have to spend days, if not weeks, of trying to figure that out via plotting and calculating and, the traditional methods. So we've integrated all this functionality into one little navigator that's pretty simplistic when the customer looks at it, but took a year of development and a lot of great support and interaction from different teams within Oracle and Oracle Consulting to help us deliver that product.
Dan, you mentioned some of the visualization tools and particularly the analytical functions that you're deploying. Can you give us an example of that?
Yeah, one of the recent functions that we've just added to our tool is the ability for our customers to determine whether their policies are within or out of wind pool boundaries. And this is very important to them in states, you know, with coastal properties, particularly Florida and the Carolinas. And wind pool boundaries typically aren't from point A to point B or a straight line. There's a lot of consideration and factors that determines whether a property's in that wind pool. Quite often, your property could be, let's say, for example, in the wind pool, and your neighbor's property would be out of the wind pool. Some of the qualifying factors could include, right, the type of structure and the type of structure surrounding it that would protect the property or go towards the underwriting of whether it's a higher risk or not. In the past, customers would have to actually go to the different websites for the different states, determine the state's criteria for wind pool inclusion or exclusion, and then have an analyst or a team of people go through their policies and determine whether they fall within that wind pool or not. With our tool today, they can simply bring up the geographical area that they're concerned about, actually overlay our wind pool layers onto the existing maps that are being shown within MapViewer and determine what properties are in the wind pool or not. So they can then do a distance, let's say from point A to point B, to determine how far the wind pool is from their properties. So, you know, there's quite a few different scenarios that they can run in a matter of minutes that used to take them days, if not weeks.
Dan, why did Aon choose Oracle's option for location technology and not another solution for geographic information management?
You know, that's a very good question. Originally, we weren't even considering Oracle. We weren't even aware that Oracle had these capabilities. We looked at the major players out there, had a few proof of concepts, and you know, we believe in evidence-based management, where it's one thing for the vendor to articulate what their product can do, but you have to be able to demonstrate it. And so we asked all the major players to come in and demonstrate their mapping capabilities and GIS-type capabilities. Our Oracle sales team recommended that we bring your MapViewer people in, and we did. And at the end of the day, we were pleasantly surprised, you know, both on the cost to introduce the product into our application suite, the integration, the ease of integration, which was unexpected, and then the industry standard. For us, the ability to go out to other mapping vendors and buy different layers off the street, as opposed to having teams of people code them for us, was you know, pretty surprising, and we were very happy about it. It readily existed. We could buy from just about any major company that creates hazard layers or mapping layers or mapping detail and integrate in a matter of hours into our Oracle database and be using it in our spatial and our map viewer solution, you know, same day.
Dan, David, thanks. This has been a great discussion, and I appreciate your comments on Oracle's business intelligence and map viewer applications.
Thanks for having us.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for listening today, and join us next time for another podcast sponsored by Oracle on location intelligence.